So the election chairman is not going to work.
That's a key question.
I didn't touch it.
That's a bad entirety. This is all new, so.
What is all new?
The microphone.
Oh, right.
And so I told me earlier.
So you have to talk right into it.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Am I ready? Call the order, City of 50 Lakes City Council meeting for January 9th, 2024. Meeting is being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the chairperson and then state your name and residence. Let's say the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And on that note, did everybody read the consent agenda, which brings us through the...
Actually, we need to consider the agenda first. Number three.
Yeah. Have you got any...
There's four additions on the back of your agenda in red.
Oh, I didn't look at the other one. So under parks, determining official park hours for task lighting. Public hearing notice, February 13th, public input for future park expansions. Mayoral. Open meeting law session, January 17th, 11 to noon. And elect leaders institute, February 9th and 10th, or February 23rd and 24th, they're there.
So if we could just get a motion to accept the consent agenda with those four additions, please.
I agree, that's what's up
to motion to accept consent agenda with those four additions.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Open forum. Nobody. Did everybody look over the consent agenda time, I guess? So through page 35. So the mayoral appointments are part of the consent agenda. I guess we should discuss that. We want to change newspapers, aren't we?
No, that's under new business. So that'll be number six.
We just...
Oh, I see.
6B.
8 through 31.
We're just making a motion to approve the consent agenda. Okay, I make a motion to accept this consent agenda.
I'll second.
The motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. New business. We will close the Franzen checking account.
We just need to make a motion.
We do. We switched all our checking again.
Yeah. To Pine River, correct?
We did.
So we need a motion on that?
Yes, please.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, I'll second it.
The motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mayoral appointments. Page 15. I think the only change, we have the Echo Edward Crosby Courier. With all the things Crosby Courier's been doing lately, I know people have to purchase it to read our minutes, but they do cover our city a little better than the Echo does.
You
keep dying.
You were the first one.
Well, I guess. Yeah, so the need a motion on ending checking, Franklin checking account, ending in check number 2231.
We did that already.
You want to make it?
No, we did. Where are we?
New business part A.
We already did friends and make. You already motioned to close that.
Yeah.
All right.
So now it's all the mayoral appointments.
That's page 15.
So you just need to decide on a city newspaper?
Any thoughts on that?
Tony, are you hearing this?
Yeah, my thoughts on the Courier, I would vote for the Courier. They cover all of our events. They pick up stuff on our Facebook and they publish them free in their paper. Also, the legals and stuff is published on their website and anybody can access that free of charge. You don't need a subscription to access anything of the legal stuff that's printed in their paper. I just think they do a good job and I'd like to see them be our city paper.
Well, anyway, can you try them out and see how it goes?
Try them out.
Crosby Courier.
The only problem is I don't know that I agree with people having to pay for a paper to get our information. Because you have
they
to
can
pay.
Get it for,
huh?
They can get it free on the web.
I'm talking about the Crosby Courier now. Because Mark was talking about Crosby Courier. And I said I didn't know that I wanted people to have to pay for accessing information, you know, on our minutes and that sort of thing.
They will have to pay with the Echo as well.
I thought Tony just said that it was free.
No, she's talking about the Courier.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Courier. It's free on their website.
You still have to pay for a subscription to the paper for both.
Okay.
But the Courier, you can log in and access the public.
Gotcha. And then the other option is the Echo?
Yeah.
Okay, and then that one you have to pay for regardless? Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, the Northern Press has closed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we...
Sorry, or it would have been on here because that is our city paper, but he stepped in last week and yes, he closed.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, okay, that's fine. Crosby Courier or whatever. Crosby, whatever it is.
That's a motion. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Otherwise, I think everybody is as is on the whole rest of the deal except for 50 Lakes Day Committee. We're going to add Lori Crawford.
I have one thing on the bank. I see for financial, we do not have Franzen listed. Does that mean we can't get a CD from Franzen if they're offering a better price than anybody else?
I can't answer that.
That's a good question.
We don't have any investments with them currently.
But we have CDs with First Western. We no longer have any accounts there.
Right. But they are listed because we do have investments with them now. I only listed any current banks we have accounts with.
Well, it might not be a bad idea to keep a small amount in the checking account there, and then we can still do the CDs.
We don't have to keep anything in the checking.
I don't think a bank requires you to have anything on hand to buy a CD.
Okay.
You can buy CDs whoever's got the best price. That's kind of the way we've been going.
Okay.
We've also in the past we've got it from Riverwood, I believe. Been a long
it
time.
It might have, yep. But right now we have it at First National, we have it at First Western, and Pine River State Bank.
Okay.
Right. So Mike, you and I talked earlier today. There might be a need to establish a new CD for
for the fire department if they still want to. Yes. That's their decision.
That's getting quite large.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a shot. We need a new SCBA and a couple other things that will chew into that amount pretty good.
Do you know what page the treasurer's report is on?
Exact numbers yet, and we can cross that when we get to the first part.
So this is in your packet. I don't know the page number because I just keep my originals. This is a snapshot of all our cash and investments.
And it lists every bank where we have.
31.
Page 31, just said. You can turn your microphone on too.
Yeah, I could.
Probably could be an option at the bottom too.
Not on mine, but.
What's that?
30, it's not on page 31 on mine.
Is it on page 30?
I thought it was in the consent agenda.
It is. It's here. But just so you realize that, that's a snapshot of all your monies. Very, very good tool.
I think because Mark doesn't have the treasurer, or the treasurer report in it. So it should be like the, I don't know, 8th page maybe? Yeah.
Should be right after the next.
And we do have one coming due before, that one of First National due before our next council meeting, but not February 5th.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yep.
Yeah, we have 1, 2, 3 due in February.
Yeah, but some of those are after.
Mm-hmm. We have 3 of them or 2 of them?
We have one down in Rhodes, February
25th. Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay.
First Western. Have you talked to them about rates?
I have not. First National, we did the bar one, and they were kind of late on getting it drafted, and I think we got 5.2%, or is it the 5.01? 5.25. So I'll call them in the morning and get some rates.
All right.
Yeah, so that was at First National or First Western?
National.
So in your search, let's just broaden a little bit and make sure we're asking friends that you remember with.
Okay. I can do that.
You don't have to have an account to get a CD in.
And how long do we want these CDs to go?
Generally, we go on a year or 6 months.
Right. So I mean somewhere in there.
Okay, so that's a general fund for $51,000.
So somewhere, and sometimes they have them really nice for 13 months.
Yeah, I should have known that tonight and had some rates because the February 5th one, I'm wondering if I should seek council approval to turn it at the best rate.
Yeah, I think you should just.
Or else it'll just go automatically if I don't do anything.
No, I think we should. No, I think we should definitely not let it go automatically. If we okay. Need to wait for the best rate.
Okay, I'll do that and then send out an email.
If you roll over automatically, they just keep you at 4%.
No, they'll do whatever rate is current, but that doesn't mean it's the best rate around. That might be their best rate, which might be 3%.
Very true.
At a different bank, it might be 5%.
Or it could be down to 1 or 2.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I'll work on that in the morning, and then I'll send an email out.
Okay. Now, 2 of those are under general, so I also like to ask them, are we going to get a better rate if we lump those together for $115,000
okay. $700?
Okay. If we lump them together, are we going to get an even better rate?
Well, then what I think I'll do is once I get these rates, then I'll shoot that to the fire department, too, because you guys are sitting at about $101,000 in your checking right now.
Yeah, we got a meeting tomorrow. We can
okay.
Chat about it there too.
Mm-hmm. And there's the handouts over there too. You can take shows your checking account balance.
We got the one.
The cash control, perfect.
Yeah.
So do we need a motion to for you to transfer this without a
at the best rate? Yeah, yeah. I think so.
So I make a motion that we transfer CD 1607, CD 2436, and CD 1601 to be transferred at the best rate in the local area.
Unless you want those other two to wait till the next council meeting, they can.
Well, if we're going to lump those two together at First National.
Okay. Okay.
So throw that out there. If we can't,
then I'll bring the other two back.
One CD for now, and then okay. We've got another council meeting coming up for the other two.
Sounds good.
I'll second that.
The motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All other positions are staying the same, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Can we pass this all in one motion then? City engineer.
Yeah.
Is the city engineer listed on here?
Bolton and Mink.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I would take one motion to approve the mayoral appointments. And maybe point out the Crosby Courier as the official newspaper.
Okay,
we made a motion for that.
So,
We'll just do a blank.
We're making a motion to
approve the mayoral appointments.
I'm making a motion to approve the mayoral appointments and Crosby Courier as our official 50 Lakes newspaper.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That gets us, do we need a separate one on our fees, or is that going to include the fees?
No, a separate one, please. And I would like council to discuss the use of the park pavilion, because once spring hits, I know we're going to have requests.
Is that under this?
It's under the 50 Lakes fees.
Approval of fees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Currently, we rent out the community center at $100, $50, or half of it is refundable. The pavilion here, $50, or did I say 100? I don't know. Half of that is refundable, so we get 25. So I'm just curious, and you'll have to make a decision on the park pavilion.
I think the park pavilion should remain the same as the park pavilion. We go 50 with a half refundable average deposit.
So is there much difference between the two pavilions in terms of size or what's available?
It's a little bit smaller, but it also has water and
the bathrooms.
So this one's 50, but then they get 25 back?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and how long do they get it for, the whole day, or what do they? So I don't think it's unreasonable for water and all that stuff to charge a little bit more for having more access to things. It's brand new, it might help us pay for stuff. I mean, it's a source of income. It doesn't have to be a lot. I'm not saying
we're just 70 and 35 refundable. No, it's costing 35, it'll cost them a little bit more via the park.
Yeah, or we could just, yeah, something like that. That's fine.
Randy?
Oh, I'd like to see that higher, but
I'll throw out a number. I'm just getting it rolling.
Well, this is the time to adjust all of them.
Right.
Because this might be low, too. But I think the pavilion needs some help.
What does Emily charge for theirs to use the gym?
To use the gym, we had a young mother in last week to rent ours because it was so expensive over there. I think it was 100. Are you looking it up?
Yeah. The gym.
But it's non-refundable. And she said it smelled like wet feet.
I don't know if she...
Oh.
Well, maybe she had her... Maybe she's talking to somebody else.
No audio.
Okay.
Oh,
we can hear you.
We can hear you.
We got you fine. I'm going to pretty far.
We can hear you, Tony.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk to her mics better.
Maybe ask her because she is on hard for her.
Tony, do you know how much it is to rent Emily?
You know, I don't know what Emily charges. I don't even know what Cross Lake charges. Like, you know, I've used those. It's been just been a while. I've not used Emily's at all. Consider, too, that probably the park pavilion is going to be used by, I would say, people with families, kids and stuff. And I I know we want to make money and you know, we're going to, it's nice and we'll have bathrooms and running water and stuff, but I think we should keep it user friendly too.
No, I guess I agree with you, but I think that we could bring up the cost from $25. Let's be honest. That's very, very, that would barely pay for the utilities that they would be using. So I think bringing it up from $25 would be reasonable.
Well, so. Do we have a different rate whether they're a city resident or not? Maybe we could do something. If you are a resident of the city of 50 Lakes, you can get it for this much. But if you're not a resident, maybe we go to $150 with $100 damage deposit.
No, that's perfect.
For all, if somebody from Emily or Cross Lake wants to rent it,
right,
it doubles. But if you're a resident, we stay on those parameters. Just to give this people that live here, they're already paying taxes.
Right, that's true.
And they help pay for it already, yeah. So why should we double hit them?
Well, I think a lot of the money came from the bar and bubble shop too, right? And a lot of that income comes from, I don't know that.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, because they paid us back for the loans and a lot of that.
But those loans and stuff for that was more for the additions when we covered, put the covered porch on.
Right, but a lot of that money went towards that, correct?
Yeah, we did. The city did. The bar paid off their loan for $80,000.
Right.
50 of it went to the park.
Right.
But the park, yes, we do budget money for the park.
Right.
Yeah, and levy it. I do know the city of Emily does, the young gal that did end up reserving with us because it was so expensive over there. And Emily, yes, if you're a resident, it is discounted.
Over in Emily?
Yeah.
And it was still more expensive because she was from Emily.
I think it's still 100. It doesn't have a price on there. Thank you.
So if you want, we're not going to be renting it out anytime soon. Maybe Jess and I could do a little legwork and bring something back next month.
That might be not a bad idea because I think it's a good idea to have non 50 Lakes residents pay more because that makes sense in terms of to give, first of all, the possibility of
first
local people, exactly. And it's cheaper for local people, I think, to have accessibility, like Tony said. But I think it needs to be reasonable in terms of, you know, what prices, and I'm not saying we need to be competitive because I think we need to make it accessible, but raising it a little tiny bit might not be hurt.
What did you say, Mark? Because, yeah, if we get input tonight for resident and non-resident,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember what you said.
And I'd like to find out what outing charges are also okay. For their pavilion and or hall because they're close by.
But you said something that double it for non?
If it's non-residents, we go to 100 or 200 for the rental and $100 back.
Well, I think that's over double, but that's good. That's fine. If you look at that. But I'm just saying, like, I agree with keeping it low for residents without a doubt and keeping it accessible.
Couple questions. On the community center and the pavilion, do we allow alcohol to be brought on site?
We do.
Is the both areas covered under the dram shop?
I believe so. Yes. And they do sign a waiver saying they will not be giving this to sell it or be giving it to minors.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a look at that, depending on the rates, whether or not they bring alcohol in or we get it through.
Very good point, because that changes the whole, if somebody's over there at the graduation party and there's no alcohol,
right,
things are going to be pretty low-key where they bring beer on, things changes the whole.
It does. We just rented the gathering south across Lake for this Saturday for our daughter's shower. And I think it was $350 for 4 hours, and I had to get a liquor license.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. How hard is it for an individual to get a liquor license?
It was easy. $250, but they sent me the link where to get it with the agent.
Well, maybe we can do some more work before next
It is, it's being rented more and more all the time, especially once people see it and go, I didn't know this was here, and then they see the costs at other places, and we're pulling in a lot of different people. So.
I think that covers new business, right? Approval, or are you, okay, so do we need to approve all the photocopy prices and everything like that? We're good with all that, we'll look at that, and we'll
sure.
Come back to, we'll circle back next month up at the
Sounds good.
City Hall. All right, I make a motion to accept approval of all the fee schedule for photocopies and faxes.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Committee reports. Gary's not here. Justin's not here. Oh, is this election judges? We cover that later.
That's at the end.
Yeah, that's supposed to be at the end of your packet. You got the rough draft.
I guess moving forward, if Justin isn't going to be here, at least you can have a synopsis.
There is one.
There is one. Anyway.
Definitely. I don't have it.
It would be before those. It's a little printout.
That's the legal news page on page 24.
It's the council report, January 9th, 2024.
Planning?
Yes.
You're all there.
Should be
one of
these on the other side.
It's right before the permits.
Does somebody have it? Are you on it?
Yeah. Yep, it's on the page.
Well, his page numbers are different.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. Well, I'll put it in spelling.
I could read it if you'd like.
Sure.
It's right here. The Planning Commission did not hold their regular meeting in December, so there are no recommendations this month. A meeting will be held in January, at which there will be public hearings for several proposed ordinance amendments, including short-term rental ordinance, proposed changes adopted by Caroma County, recreational vehicles, mobile food units, right of inspection, and park dedication fees. For the 2023 permit list and year-to-end comparison is enclosed, and Justin won't be here.
Thank you.
Of course.
So maybe we could say if Gary's not here and Justin's not here.
Sure, I'll let you know.
It's the clerk for planning and zoning.
So which one of you sits on that committee?
Right.
Jessica, that's mm-hmm. Okay. In the future, yeah, if you could read it for me.
Sure, I'll read it for you.
Thank you. Big task.
So I think under planning and zoning, we're just looking for approval of the 2024 zoning fees.
And did we change them?
I can't remember. Last year.
Yeah, okay. Did we talked about that? I remember having a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Okay. And was that like done in the planning and zoning committee, or did we actually talk about it?
They did it last year.
Okay.
Or you approved it last year in January, okay. And the only change is the processing fee using a credit card is 2.5%. So, we'll need approval for that.
All right.
I make a motion. We pass the 50 Lakes Planning and Zoning 2024 fee schedule.
Where are you at? I'm sorry.
We're going to pass the fee schedule.
Oh, I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Hi. Parks, Tony. You got to look at the. Tony, County, you're up with your parks. We're looking at the expanded metal and the one piece of metal that's they're going to make tables out of metal. But have you guys looked at that?
Yeah.
The tables and whatnot.
I think we all talked about it.
Any? Okay.
I think we all talked about it. Blue. Do you see the blue up there?
We talked about it on the minutes.
One.
Not Randy, any thoughts on? Oh. Did you look at the construction of those tables? And
yeah. I have. I don't know. Diana, do you have any comment on that?
Well, like we talked about, I'm concerned with the.
She needs to come up to the
whatever it is. The
Diana, could you step to the mic so your mom can hear? Sorry. Your mom wants to hear your voice too.
No,
she misses you so much.
So, Randy and I were talking about having them at the bar, and we're just concerned about the weave on it and the bingo players.
Right.
How hard it's going to be for them to play bingo on that.
Well, using the expanded, we do go with the expanded metal tops.
But you can also get things stuck in them.
Yeah.
Pulling from your jeans, all sorts of stuff.
And that's where I like the one that's more the plank top, the channel iron there, the one in the middle.
Right.
This.
Yeah. Instead of wood, they would just have that.
Yeah. Yeah, this would be better than any other one of these.
And then a quarter inch gap and then another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the sizes all seem to fit as far as the tables and whatnot. And then also they had on their bid that it was going to be more of a powder coating. But I'm not a big fan of powder coating. I've had several trailers with it. And it just... the water gets underneath it, it just lifts it off in sheets.
Oh, sure.
So I guess I'd be more in favor of just a regular enamel paint, a heavier enamel paint. Mm-hmm. But then it, if we're moving it around the forklift or something and we ding it, put some fresh paint on to protect it.
Sure, okay.
Jess did call over to Quality Fabricating for us, and it is an oil-based primer and oil-based paint, industrial grade. And I spoke with the lady over there today, and she said, because the park committee was leaning towards they want rubber coating. And the gal over at Quality Fabricating.
Powder coating?
Rubber. Is that the rubber?
That's a powder coating, more of a rubber.
Okay. And what she said at Quality Fab is rubber coating, though, they don't do it. And she said, once you get a hole in it and water gets in it, then it rusts because it forms there. And I said, well, the park committee's concerned about the planking and it getting too hot and, you know, rain or any moisture not being able to filter through. She said, well, they'll make it like a picnic table where there's gaps. So that's not a concern. And she said, the red bench that's at the park now, they made and asked me if that gets hot in the summer. And I said, no. I've sat on it. It doesn't get hot. And she said the paint is just like, probably like your big plow truck. You know, it's an industrial paint. Her advice would be to go with a lighter color.
Yeah.
So, and that is included in the $1,140
price. How many of the same thing will you use, Diana?
I'm sorry, what
was that? How many of these do you think we'll use?
Well, what we have. Six of the wood ones, sometimes more.
What condition are those six in?
All need to be replaced. A lot of them are, yeah.
What does your budget look like as far as if you took six and we took four? We got a couple sitting over there now, right?
Yeah.
And they're all, are those pretty new?
Yeah, I just rebuilt them.
Those are the parks, not the bars.
Yeah. I would have to look at it because I know we put that CD in until the spring to go towards that kind of stuff because I know we want to get some other outside seating too.
Right, I know we need inside also.
Yeah. So Randy and I can sit down and look at that and see how much are they per table.
$1,100
per table.
But these are tables that you've probably never replaced in your lifetime.
Right. They'll last forever. Yeah.
I have a suggestion. We're going to need some more seating over at the park for sure. We already have some big tables or some bigger picnic tables over there.
My suggestion would be that the parks would purchase maybe two of the smaller, the 48 by 48 tables. Purchase two, because we'll use them for sure. And then that way, the bar, Diana will have a chance to look at them and see if that's what would work for her over at her bar, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Are they similar to what you have already?
That I have not even seen them, so I don't know what.
Well, you didn't see the pictures of them already?
I did not, no. No, I have not.
Hmm. Okay. I thought you had seen them.
No, I know we talked about them, but I haven't seen a picture of them.
It's similar to what we were looking at. It's square.
Square.
Sure.
Yep.
With, I'm assuming it's, yeah, 4 foot by 4 foot if it's 48 by 48. Mm-hmm. 48, so.
And I didn't know this was for the bar, so. I thought it was for the parks. But I'm sure Quality Fabricating, I mean, she said once they start making them, they have a pattern, you know, it'll be
adding more to the to
it'll
the
be pretty easy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Maybe look at them and see, order the two and then see if that's what's going to work.
I think we're getting, she's talking about getting the smaller ones, so maybe if you wanted larger ones, you could do that.
Yeah. So. Well, and I wonder how heavy they are, too.
Well, that's part of the deal. We want them to be heavy. We don't want people walking up and walking off of them.
Yeah. Well, and then they can't move them, too, where mm-hmm. a lot of the time, yeah, they get moved and wrecked, the ones that we have now. So that would be a good thing.
Well, certainly keep it. Well, I guess not.
When I talked to Jeremy about this whole design on them also, I told him that they need to be bulletproof because drunks may move them.
Right. Absolutely.
We need to make a motion on that, or mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that parks look into purchase of two tables with the opportunity of selling or acquiring more for the bar.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Is it okay then if the park committee picks the color?
Fire and rescue, Jill.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, we have two things left in our park.
Oh, I'm not looking at the updated one. Sorry. What do you mean by task light? We can put a motion light on that and have it turn off at a certain time? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, with the process of writing this DNR grant, we had a meeting yesterday, and in the grant, we have to determine official park hours. With that, then, task lighting, if we want it. Cross Lake right now has task lighting, so the pickleball courts are open till 10. Their whole park is open 7 to 10, I think. And then there's the task lighting for after dark for the pickleball and the dog park. So the committee just wants council to make that decision. There isn't a strong favor of having it open late or after dark. So being on the park committee, I kind of feel like we should just determine our park is open from late till dark. Or
right.
I think, because if we do additional lighting, Chad and I were talking, that's additional poles. That's
just makes them running. Do we run enough power out there if we chose to go that route, do you think?
In the future? Because maybe now we wouldn't see.
Everything's LED nowadays and doesn't take anything from anything.
Oh. Well, and maybe in the future people will want to have the pickleball courts open later. So.
Well, last year I think Diana said people were pulling their cars up and shining their lights on it.
Oh, maybe we should consider that then if people are out there that late. I mean, maybe we should consider having it later.
Yeah. Like, well, then we got to put lighting in at this point.
Yeah.
If you go past dusk, you just, I think at this point we just go to dusk. And moving forward, if we do additions to the grass.
But what makes you just say dusk? I mean, instead of allowing people to use it later, if they're using it.
Well, we're not going to police it.
We're not going to kick them out of there.
Right.
No.
No, we're not going to kick, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying it's nice that they're using it, you know, and it's nice, you know. So.
So you want to go 7 to 9, just so you got set hours?
Where do you come up with 9 randomly? I mean, like,
we can. It's usually dark by, except for the month of July.
Okay, so you're just saying instead of having to put lights up or something, extra lights?
Right. I just, we can cross that bridge when we get there, but at this point, I think lighting is going to be more added cost until we go down that route. So just kind of keep it till Buster.
So, would it take a lot to put up lighting at this point? I'm not saying we should do it now. I'm just asking for details.
Well, you'd have to try.
I'm just wondering, who knows? I don't know. I'm
you asking. You have to have poles put in.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, so a couple
of poles. I think the consideration is you got some neighbors in certain areas that
might not want the
light. After 9 o'clock when it's dark, my personal feeling is close to park at that time.
There's at least 2, if not 3 bedroom windows that are pointing towards the park.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and the last thing you want here is pickleball. You're trying to.
Yeah, that's true.
Was there any complaints last year?
Mm-mm.
No, because we didn't have lights on late.
No, but there was people out there playing at like 11 o'clock at night, like probably 2 or 3 times a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice that there weren't any complaints. Obviously, they must have not been obnoxious about it. Maybe pickleball players aren't, I don't know any pickleball players.
I mean, it's up to you. If you want her to write this in the grant, I just need to know.
No,
if you
I
want
don't.
The park open from 7 to 10 with task lighting. Then we're going to have to get a price. I mean, I will.
I think it would be nice in the future, but I don't know that we need to put it in this grant. I mean, unless we think it would be covered by the grant.
Well, that's a 50% match.
I mean, if people are already out there 3 times a week, I mean, and they're shining their lights.
And
it's
not like we're going to post the hours. We're just doing this.
We're going to post the hours.
We are going to post the hours?
Yep. And honestly, if the lights go out at 10 and they still want to play at 11, they're still going to do it.
Right, that's true. No, they'll just
so maybe not, you know, don't worry about it.
Right, I'm just saying, like, if we say 7 to 10 and then it's annoying people afterwards. That would be one thing, but it seems like it's already way after. No, it's not annoying anybody. So, but I mean, it might be nice if we end up doing the 2 more courts to have the lights, you know, to get lighting up.
Well, and that's what's being wrote in this grant is the second set of courts.
Oh, then we should maybe consider that.
But like I just said, though, if it closes at 10 and they want to play at 11 or 12, I mean,
that's on them that they want to use their headlights.
Then is it worth it to do the extra lighting?
Well, I think if we're doing lighting for people to be official until 10, that's one thing. If they want to use their headlights.
So you guys make the call.
Me?
I have one question. Other pickleball courts, is there pay as you pay?
Yeah, others charge. We're not at that point yet.
There is a, they do charge for the pickleball courts?
Cross Lake does.
What?
I've got it somewhere. I mean, they have leaves, so they shut the court down for certain parts of the day. You can't use it. And then, I don't know, it's a minimal fee. But. And we have talked about it, but we just don't have the manpower.
Well, at this point, has anybody talked to David about the property?
I did, and the response was not good.
He's not interested.
Is that a nice way of saying it?
No, he asked me what I was thinking, and I said, well, a realtor advised us $3,000 to $5,000 an acre, and he said, the conversation's over.
So. He didn't even want to come back?
He left. And he referenced because an acre and a half sold down here for $30,000.
An acre and a half sold for $30,000, he won't sell us for
No, that's not what we offered.
It was 3,000 to 5,000 an acre is what the realtor said was kind of going for that land there in 5 acres. So I don't know that it's a done deal with him, but. So how about this? How about if we have more discussions on lighting and then at February we determine?
Okay. Maybe we can find
when
out.
When is the grant going in?
I think the preliminary end of February, and then they shoot it back to her, and then she gets to do some tweaking on it.
Maybe we can see how much lighting would be.
Okay.
It's just cost prohibitive and flush, forget it, but might be something to consider.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then the next one, I just need a motion for the public hearing.
I make a motion we allow public hearing on February 13th for public input on future park expansions.
I'll second that.
The motion is second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Fire and rescue.
Ooh, all right.
I guess we don't have anything for the fire equipment yet.
We don't have much. We have 5 fire calls and 3 medicals. Not a long time here myself. We just had 5 fire calls and 3 medicals for December.
That's quite long.
20 fire calls?
Yeah. And we're looking at putting a 70-inch TV that's. So when somebody comes in and they've got somebody on their phone these days, because everybody's got their
right.
phone,
can, yeah.
meaning it,
screen
it can be on the screen.
Yeah.
So I, well, we have enough, if I abstain. We have enough people.
Oh, I don't think you need to abstain. Because you're not personally gaining anything on it.
That's right.
I think what Andy was looking for is like a blanket approval, because then he found a bigger one and a cheaper at Costco.
Oh, I see.
So, I think for 5 something, so.
Okay.
And he did reference that if council would approve this, then he would maybe see if Fire Relief would want to make a donation to cover it.
And that's a good idea. And I, you know, we have like done these projectors. It's been ridiculous with projectors.
They're pretty archaic.
Yes. I mean, it's time. Let's go with the time.
Times are changing.
Yeah. All right.
I'll just go after the motion on like, not to exceed $600.
Oh, I guess he's going to. Okay. You should.
I'll second that.
Did you get
not to exceed
$600. So I make a motion that we can buy a TV. Okay.
Why are you not to exceed, like, why are you putting those parameters in there?
Well, we got one for $550, one for $450. And
okay.
All right. All right, I remove the cost limit and for them to buy
it. Not a cost limit like that, but just because, like, Andy's been looking for, you know, especially for big people.
So maybe say seven.
Please, chat.
The plan for this TV, is this the plan to show the gambling report on the screen so everybody can see the gambling report?
This is
that also, but
because if that is the case, you don't need to.
That's not what this is about, chat.
No,
this is like when we do all those times that we have people come in and do.
Right, but I'm just saying if you are using the TV to show the gambling report, gambling can pay for it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Good call. Somebody else's battery.
It's my dad.
Hey. Maybe it accidentally muted itself or something.
Both of them died.
That was my point.
You talk too much.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is a very good point, Chad.
Well, you can certainly try.
But that's a good point. If we just put it up every month, the government will report it. And we just have to use it for other things.
Purchase, yeah.
That's a good point, Chad. Thanks.
Okay.
So we have a motion, don't we?
We have a motion for them to buy a large smart TV.
Not to exceed.
Actually, I'm just going to leave it open. You see what you pay for, and if you find one for
not to exceed $1,000. What's that?
Yeah, I don't want to spend like 10 grand.
Right. Okay. I'll put a parameter of $1,000 on it.
There you go.
Because you do get what you pay for. I mean, mm-hmm. I think at $449, you're replacing it in 3 to 5 years. Not that you're not going to replace everything these days. That
okay, you need a second. Did you second?
Yeah.
Good motion in a second.
Aye.
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 Okay.
Angie, that's Angie Anderson.
Is he looking to you to do the report now?
I don't know. I'm not
sure. Sorry. Well, I feel like I stepped on your toes.
No, I totally did not. No. I'm just moving on to the next one. Well, okay, so we're proving, we want to approve Angie Anderson onto the fire department. Do we need a motion?
Could you add pending background check? Because she hasn't been in
did
yet.
Did you do a background check? Or you,
she oh, hasn't been in yet.
Oh, I see.
Oh, she hasn't.
So then pending background check. Yeah. And so second that?
Second. The motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And we want to approve, we don't really want to approve, but we have to bring it up for approval of the resignation of Chad from the fire department.
We do need a motion for that.
Oh, we do. I'll make that motion. Sorry about that.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Road construction.
Are you done with Jesse? Sorry.
Thank you for your, I don't know.
Chad's looking at changing some of the street signs on County Road 1 and 136 where we have 55 mile an hour speed limits to use the larger street signs so they're more easily readable.
Okay.
We saw those on page 55 and 56. Which one? South Eagle Lake Road's on the, isn't that the one that goes to the resort?
Right.
Oh, so that's what you're checking right here.
Okay. And that one on the other end, too.
All right. I was thinking it was that little spur road that went up to the resort. Okay, so his new street signs would be 126737. Any thoughts on that?
That's fine.
Can I make a motion that we get these signs?
That's not appropriate. Same, that's fine. Okay. I'll approve the purchase of the new street signs.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And then the training for Chad?
Yep. I'll make a motion that Chad goes to the Minnesota LTAP training on March 26th in St. Cloud. And May 28th in Bemidji. The hook get is plus fuel then, right? So you'll take city vehicle. Okay.
I'll second that. What did you make
sure,
a motion?
Sure, I did call the motion.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
Motion is second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Sorry, missed the line.
Would you check and see if Tony's still hearing?
Tony, can you still hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. We have microphones that are dying in here. The liquor store, Randy, for the deal.
That one works.
First thing we'll do is run through the P&L statement year end, also for bottle bar. So if you look at, I know that's like an eye exam.
Yes, it is. Oh my gosh.
But in December of last year, for.
You can zoom.
I'm trying to zoom too, and I'm like.
In December, we had total sales of about 62,000 compared to 50,000 in November. Gross profit of 23,000 in December, and November is 24,000. And then you will clear at the end with the profit. We're looking at 2022 year to date. We showed a profit of 65,000 and change. And as you can see on this next page, but how the tourism is greatly affecting our bar. With last year, we had two straight months of negative dollar profit on that. So that carries you over into 2023. I'll go through this quickly, but sales in December of this year, 49,100. Gross profit of 22,675. And net profit, which was a loss of 8,700. But then you look at 2023 year end, we're showing about 56,000 and change for profit.
So last year we had a lot of snow.
No, it's been no snow dealers.
Right.
I think we had our first snow dealer in here today.
Yeah. I had one this weekend after the first snow, but only one. And this today, I think we've had five.
Okay.
But compared to last year, right? It's bad.
And Diana has been keeping a close eye on what we're spending, looking at some of the wants and needs for next year, maybe pushing that back into the second quarter, if not halfway through the season, just so we stay financially responsive, and which her staff and Diana have shown that they can use that. So, anybody has any questions or comments?
Mine is more on your inventory. Yeah, the P&Ls. But how come wine is such a roller coaster?
What are you
I'll fill in your inventories for the variances.
For the variances? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Nope, it's okay. You know, I really don't have an answer for that. Ann and I were kind of discussing some stuff today. It's all, we have too much, you know, it's not like in the negative, which is, either way is not good, you know. I don't know if it's the POS system, or if it's entering wrong, or what it is, but her and I discussed it, and I'm going to really look into the POS system more and go through each, I'm going to have to go through each thing individually and see exactly.
Do we carry a lot of high-end wines, or is it mostly like box wine?
I do have box wines. The wines range from $12 a bottle, $5 a bottle to, I think my most expensive bottle is $40. So we don't have any really high-end ones. We don't have a big selection in there. So all I can say is I'll look into it and see what I can find.
Well, and today I did look through stuff, which I think you should, on the variance reports, because this shows all positive, but that's kind of skewed too, because there is negative, but they outweigh each other, and the end result, because that's what we're doing, the end result brings it to a positive. But I think, yes, if she sits down, you know, and maybe Jess and myself and Kim, whomever, and we really pay attention, because, yeah, it's just not good to have $5,200 variance for the year.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No. So.
But am I reading that correctly, that most of that falls on the beer?
Yeah.
Under the total?
800 and, for the fourth quarter, anyways. Third quarter, it was mostly liquor.
So this beer, where do you put, like, Carbless and...
That's beer.
Truly.
That's okay. All beer.
So is there a way to separate that out? Because just that would be interesting to see, like, how those do compared to actual beer. Because it's not actual beer.
I think you're thinking of something different. This means that we are off inventory.
Right. I'm just saying, like, we don't even have, like, a separate section. So there's liquor, there's beer, there's wine, and then there's non-alcoholic stuff. And so I'm just saying there's a whole, like, that whole seltzer area that's not, like, it's just a whole section.
She's just thinking about getting it broken down.
Sure.
Just to see. Put it into another category to see if where it's at, really, if it's that or beer. Or.
Just for curiosity, because it's just such a different area, and I wonder if it's, like, if it swings one way or the other, like, in the summer versus, just curious.
Gotcha.
I mean, maybe it's not worth it, but maybe it would be interesting to see that. I see. Just have.
Mm-hmm. It would be. It's one thing that should be tracked because it is such a new item. I mean, most of those seltzer things are less than 5 years old, maybe.
Right.
There's a few outside of that, but it's really come on here lately.
Right.
Sure.
It almost could fall under its own category.
Just curious. Is there any other questions on the variants?
How come there's no pop on hand?
There is, it just means there was no variance that came, which is really weird that it came out.
Right on the money?
Yeah.
Well, should it all be right pretty much at zeros? But
should be, wait, yes. But our track record is what I mean. It's just weird that it's at a zero.
But it turned out to be exactly that.
Right. Staff report.
Yeah, we've done the staff report. We've sat down with all the employees and walked through the review on that. So that was completed the end of December. Do you have other comments with that?
On the we just completed the reviews on everyone. So you guys have the recommendation on the things we wanted to do. There was a few other things other than that I wanted to talk about, but
what would you like to talk about?
Well, for one thing, our brand new ice machine is down.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of 6 months old.
So is there some sort of a warranty?
Yes. Yep, I'm looking into it.
Yep.
SCR was here yesterday, and it's a water pump.
Is it covered?
I'm hoping so.
Yep. I would think so. Yep. It should be.
Yep. It was a year parts warranty, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, hopefully it will be.
Can I go back to the evaluations? Didn't we have a discussion once about how once the evaluations were done that we were going to give that rest of that 2% of the 5% until we gave extra raises in the future? Can we talk about that? Because we had.
Are you switching gears here? Or
well, no.
Or was it an ice machine?
Well, because she had talked about evaluations with all the employees there. I thought she was going to say more about the evaluations.
Oh, we can go. I was going to go back to all
okay.
of that.
Okay, go back to that.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. I just thought I just wanted to go back in case we were.
Okay. And then another thing is, Randy and I have been talking about under the bar dishwasher that I'm looking into, too. So I think we talked about a little bit in December, but I've looked more, and they're probably around $5,000 to put one in. But I think it's a really good idea to get one in there as high volume as we are in the summer. I mean, I'm not saying do it like next month or...
You have the space.
Yeah.
You have the spot.
We do.
You found the one to fit in that.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. It's a good idea in today's day and age. It's also going to sanitize better than we can do with our hands.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to keep on buying the in-the-sink ones at $700-$800 a piece, they add up and they break down after a while because it's just not that good of a machine.
I just hate to run through the same scenario. You know, we have an automatic dishwasher, like we have an automatic ice machine.
Right.
Well, I think we don't get rid of the other one, right? I mean,
we would have to, because that's where it would go where the three compartment sink is. Mm-hmm. So it would have to go right in there.
So if that breaks down, how do we wash the dishes?
True.
Because that's going to happen at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Any ideas, Randy?
Well, we can always take a look and refigure it and save a sink or two and use that for a backup when the time comes. But, I think it's a good way to go, just like Mark said, make sure that uniformly we're getting the cleanest glassware out there. And I just hate plastic cups. I'd much rather have glass. And, but they are... All the bartenders are falling behind because we only have one area for glassware to be washed and then right in the mix of the liquor station. So,
right.
So you said it's about $5,000. Let's not buy the cheapest one on the market. Let's make sure we buy one that's going to last a while.
So I talked to the people at the Legion, and we're looking at one kind of what they have. And they've been very happy with theirs. It's been tested and, you know, there, so they really like theirs.
Well, I'm not saying no, and I wonder if there's a 20-year-old used one out there that we can throw a new pump in that's probably going to last
forever. No, well, let's not do that.
No,
that's not good.
Get what you pay for.
Yes.
Well, that's what constructible things are made out of today.
I just, you know, then you're just going to nickel and dime, and then things are going to go out, and then how are they going to wash the dishes?
And who knows if the health department would even accept that either. I don't know if they would let us put one in that old, very, older. I don't know all of the rules on that.
Well, I know it's been 40 years since I've been in the business, but at T. Wright's, we had one that fit underneath the bar. It was on a carousel that worked great. Took up very little space.
Yeah.
But I know something that was made 40 years ago is a lot better quality than what you can buy today.
Sure.
That's the only reason I was going down that road.
Absolutely.
You're gonna get a steel gear instead of a plastic gear.
Right, that's true. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted you guys to know that's kind of where we're going, and I'll probably be back in February, March,
Probably February, because by March you're going to want to have it ordered and installed by April.
Well, you guys have the money in the solar.
Sure.
Yeah. So if you need it.
How much is in your checking account?
67.
Yeah, we just bought you a CD, didn't we? Mm-hmm. 50,000?
30 that we put in for furniture.
Okay. You did only, that's right.
Yeah,
better get shopping. Spring will be here before you know.
Right. For sure.
Winter's coming.
Yes.
Diana, have you had any feedback on the credit card fee charge?
nobody has said anything, so, which I think a lot of people just expect one.
Right.
So for us, after doing the dailies and stuff and looking at the charges every day, it's a good thing for us.
It's huge.
It adds up.
Yeah.
And just looking at the number daily, it's, yeah, for us, it's good.
It's going to pay for a dishwasher.
Right.
Yeah. What about the POS system for the gambling? Is that working out okay?
You know, I talked to Andy last week, and he is, he's in touch with somebody that really knows more about it, and I'm hoping to get more training and on-hand stuff on it, because we're not using it to its full potential, so I'm excited to learn more about it.
So the people we purchased this from didn't give us any...
You know, he was okay. He was here for, I think, 2-3 hours. He didn't really show a lot. He's very good when I call him on the phone. If I have a problem, I'll call him and he answers right away. And he helps fix the problem, which is really nice. So he's really good that way.
So you're getting good support from them.
Absolutely.
Has he, could you ask him for more training and help? Is anything you can get?
Maybe, but I have, like I said, I talked to Andy, and he seems to have it where he has it kind of set up, or maybe is getting it set up where Jacob and I'll go and learn at the same time, was my understanding from Andy. Good. So.
Anything else with the liquor store?
I think that about covered it, didn't it?
Other than if we want to talk about evaluations and pay increases. Yes.
I'm going to hold off on that until we figure out where the investigation.
No, I think we weren't going to do that. I think I don't think that's fair to the rest of the employees.
How do you know who it is?
We don't, but I don't think it's fair to the rest of the employees because maybe there's one bad apple.
I would suggest that we, if you guys are going to do a COLA, do the COLA for everybody, you know, and then hold off until we figure out what we figure out, and then we can always go back and do, is that retro?
I don't think you can really go back into another year.
We're not going back in another year now.
It'll be just January 1st is what
I don't... We could do it, but it's an accounting nightmare.
Okay. Yes. I think you can only go back to the beginning of whatever pay period that goes with.
Okay, then I'm kind of with Jill then. So I don't think it's fair to...
We've talked about this for a long time.
Well, peer pressure between them. Get their numbers straight. How much side work is Jess, are you having to do at this point? Are there tills on and whatnot?
The tills have been better, I think.
I would agree.
There's minor mistakes, but nothing. I think the... And obviously it's slower. But if we do have questions, it's not difficult to figure it out. Whereas before it was like, where did this go? So I think things are improving, but it's also a slower season. So, I mean, extra work. Probably no extra work than I was doing before.
It depends on how busy it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're counting thousands and thousands. And
exactly. I mean.
Now is not, the best comparison.
Right. To like July.
Yeah.
But our suggestion for the increases were based on their performance for their till, their tills were a big factor in.
They're very intuitive.
So that would be a, so would anybody not be getting the increase then? Okay.
Some are going to get, would get more.
They'll all get the increase, just not at the same.
Just not all of them. So if we have the extra 2% right now to give and we do the rest of it, then.
Do you have that? I bet it's a handout. It's the liquor store proposed increases. So what I did was, from their recommendations, is 2024 proposed is the 3.2 COLA, and then they had suggested merit raises.
Okay, yeah, I like that idea. Okay, and then when do they start? When are we proposing that they start?
It'll start January 1.
Okay, all right, and then, so how did you want to do the merit raises? Did you want to just...
It's already in there.
Oh, we already cleared it by person?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, I gotcha. Never mind. It's already done.
And please make sure Tony weighs in too much. We're kind of forgetting him.
All right. I didn't realize you had already done all this. Never mind.
Tony, have you looked this over then?
What was that, Mark?
Have you looked over the 2024 proposed call as 3.2% increase across the
Sorry, Tony, his mic's not on.
My battery's dead.
No.
My battery's blinking.
This might be going back. I just paid the bill today.
Sure.
Better
talk fast.
Yes.
It's dead.
I did go over the...
Oh, green.
Not green.
You got the little green light.
It's blinking.
But you better, yeah.
Go ahead, Tony.
I did go over the proposed increases. And I was, while the investigation's going on, I'm just literally about the extra increase, the percentages, but I definitely think the COLA should be in place.
Agreed.
The 3.2%.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I don't know.
So what are we discussing here? We're just going to do a 3.2 or we're going to do a 3.2 and
3.2 in merit. I think we should do 3.2 in merit. No, but that's why I probably would do something.
Grab the mic with such batteries.
Am I supposed to sign this? I suggest 3.2 in merit.
Do you want me to calculate really the difference between the merit this month or next month?
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud here. See, you want to break it out the way we figured out the merit?
No, I think I'm okay with however you guys decide. I see how they're set up on there. If you think that's how people should get them.
Well, personally, I don't want to hold any monies back to anybody, any staff that's working here. It's understood that there's been an ongoing investigation. Now, is that our employees' responsibility to be holding the bag until that something's been...
Well, merit raise, and this is your decision, but just a merit raise is based off of performance.
Yes.
So
that's where I get a little hung up on that, is, at what point do we, I understand having the portion of that?
The COLA?
The COLA. And then the merit coming in.
At January 1st, but it would be based on merit, so not everybody's getting the same amount.
Correct, and that's how we worked that out.
Okay, yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay, that's my 2 cents worth of the deal.
You made a motion?
I don't have it. That wasn't from there. It's not the right one.
I just gave it to you.
No, it wasn't the right one. It's not there.
Yeah.
Oh, this one. Okay, so someone handed me that one. It wasn't. This one.
Do you guys all have that? So you know what you're motioning on? Or not?
I don't.
Okay, I think it's very
important. I had it for a split second.
Sorry. Okay. I just wanted to.
Here, you want this one?
Yeah.
Can I take that?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I'm not saying the retro can't work.
So which
I would just like if you do the COLA and like Diana said, do the merit retro, I would just have to bring Karen in, which would be fine to help with it. So for example, your lead bartender, the 3.2% COLA would bring her from 1315 to 1357. The additional 6.8 merit would bring her to 1447.
Mm-hmm. I think that she was made very far behind in the first place, so.
I think she
needs to get that jump. If we're going to stay.
So if you're good with these numbers, do you want to make a motion for the bar?
I do. Okay, I'll make the motion that we use the proposed increase in wages for 2024, include the COLA and the merit.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. No. I'm not on there. So.
You were.
No, I'm not. So I didn't get my, I didn't get everything to Ann in time.
You're on.
But well, I would like a raise.
You go, really?
Randy and I kind of discussed some, you know, I was aiming high. I told him I was going to aim high. He kind of shot me down. So.
Yes, that's somewhere.
Right. But I went to him and asked for a 20%. Lead bartender got a 10. I would like a 20, but he was thinking 15. I would go for 17.
Including the COLA?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the COLA
so
would
the
be
COLA,
in there.
So just 15 and a COLA.
Yeah. I would be happy with 17. I wish you would have got this to me.
Sorry.
So I could have it on a spreadsheet.
So you said yours includes COLA or
it would, not? Yeah, it would include the COLA.
It would?
Yes.
So 17 turns into 20 again?
No.
No,
so that would be together.
Okay.
So it would be the 3.2.
Okay. Well, I think we can live with 69.5.
Wow. You're just hurting the heart here, buddy.
Hey, Bill.
So 17%. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or whatever Randy said. Whatever Randy said.
16.25.
16.5.
And so this is just the liquor store people, right? So
it's going to be a...
So the cleaners too, I'm assuming like, because Joe cleans over here too sometimes, so.
Okay. All right, so, so I think we should do this for all our employees, right? So, right, we need the COLA and then.
That's down, yeah, that's down on the agenda.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Right.
Anything else?
Well, we need a motion if you're gonna do a 17% increase for her.
Oh, great.
It won't take effect unless we have it.
I'll make that motion for Dana to receive 17% increase on her hourly wages.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hourly?
We're gonna, well, that's what we're talking about next.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm just teasing. I mean, we've got to spell it out though, because she's salaried right now.
Yes.
Oh, she's salaried. Okay.
Yes.
So maybe we should start it with the hourly.
Probably.
Because I asked you guys last month to consider putting me back to hourly rather than salaried.
So then, okay, wait a second then. So, so right now we're considering you how many hours per week?
40.
Okay. So this raise would be considered a 40-hour a week raise, right? So if we put you by hourly, that's no longer 40 hours a week, right? So the, now the amounts are different. Not the salary well, versus,
it would
it's
be,
not exempt versus exempt. Mm-hmm. It's, kind of, it's different.
So it would be, I would get less in the winter and more in the summer because I'd have way more hours in the summer than I do in the winter.
Would you get less than 40 hours a week in the winter?
Yeah, I could. I
so
mean,
not necessarily. Yeah. So, but I think we'd consider that. I mean, I'm just saying we, that's something we, I understand what you're saying, but if that's, if the whole idea was based on a salary, this is different, is all I'm saying. Because it's,
well, and you have to keep in mind, too, is we've got to watch the overtime, too. It can't be consistent in the summer, because that's the reason it was put to salary, is so that she could work 20 hours in the winter and 60 in the summer. I'm just saying that's why it was
but
done.
But that's not what is happening in the winter, though, because then I'm having to use my vacation time and stuff when I'm not getting my $40 in my room.
And you should consider if then if you're going to do comp time or overtime.
So many things.
It is.
Well, I think you base that off of 40. And then with the understanding and play as we play, you can't put in 80 hours.
Oh, I don't want to put in 80 hours. Yeah.
I understand that, but there's got to be a somewhat of a verbal agreement that we're going to do as close to 40 as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my only point.
Yeah.
Because it's in the handbook that any overtime has to be approved.
Yeah.
So.
We understand that summers are busier, but that just means that you either have to delegate or be it have it approved ahead of time, or just knowing that weeks times are coming up.
Right,
just because this would this the idea of this raise is based on a 40-hour work week, understanding that sometimes you're working more, of course. Mm-hmm. So,
so what do we need to do with him?
I would make a motion to move Diana to hourly and include a 17% increase.
But if she's going to do that, are we going to let Chad us do comp time in the winter time when he's busy?
Right.
Yes, the comp is time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's
just the same. It's overtime, but it's still, it can't be. I mean, I've just always been taught that we watch the overtime.
That makes sense. And so then
you can't abuse it.
So if we're doing something for Chad, I think it's fair that we do the same thing for Diana.
Absolutely.
So.
So and maybe you should put that in the.
She's going to comp 20 hours.
Well, it's time and a half. So.
But we're going to pay her time and a half.
For the additional over 40.
So she could easily be making 50% more than what we even give them a raise for.
Right, so the point that we're, that's why we're discussing this right now, because it's, we're talking about that we're giving her a raise based on an idea of 40 hours a week. So what do we do with that extra if she's doing time and a half in the summer? Like, if she's, are we comping it? Like, so she can take it in the winter? What are we doing? You know, what's the question?
Do you want to do numbers? Just do your raise tonight and do numbers first before you go hourly to see what your salary would be? Just throwing it out there.
To me, when we talked, it would be easier for you with the vacation time and all that to figure that out. I just feel like in the winter, if I don't get 40 hours, then I have to take my vacation.
Cause right, because you're salaried at 40 hours.
Right.
So but either way, you have to have that 40 hours in there.
Right, but in the summer when I put in 60 hours, I just lose that 20 hours and it doesn't go anywhere. But in the winter, then when I have 40 hours, I have to use my vacation. To me, that's not fair.
So, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but usually, traditionally, people that are salaried usually have a higher salary, a little bit higher salary than someone that's per hour. Mm-hmm. So if we're paid, it doesn't make sense. So it doesn't make sense for us to pay exactly the same if we're, the salary usually is a little bit higher. That's all I'm getting at. Is like, gotcha. So if we're going by hourly, mm-hmm. it usually, that's usually a little bit lower based on the idea that these things are a little bit different, right? So do we change this at all? Like, is there something that we change? Do we give you a 15% raise knowing you're going salary instead of the 17? Something like that. Are we going to, you know, understanding that the hourly is different, it works different?
Yeah, I don't know how the fire department did, but like your comp time, that's not familiar with me. That's just holding payment on some hours worked until
the fall. Yeah, you just comp those hours and then use them in the summertime or what have you.
And it's time and a half. Yep, so on his time sheet, he'll say 4 hours comp time, and then I add 2.5 hours to that, and then put it in an Excel spreadsheet that he's earned that.
2 hours?
Yeah. Pardon?
So 4 hours and then you get 2 hours from?
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that you don't take vacations very often. So that doesn't work for you. So,
why would we, that comp time?
It's overtime.
Yes.
So instead of paying them the overtime, we're comping it.
So some places do that. They do that as an option for people to have more time off and not have to pay that out. So that's how they've done this in the past. I'm not saying it makes sense.
Right, it could be changed.
Okay. You can change
and
that.
Yeah, you could. I mean, sit down and talk to Diana. Do you want comp?
If we offer that to Diana, we have to offer that to Chad too. I think it needs to be fair. But, you know.
Clear as mud? Well, I just want her to know the best decision, that's all.
I know, but if we offer, instead of comp time, if we're going to pay that out, then we need to be able to offer that. If he's right now doing comp time, I don't know if you get the choice of both, or if that's...
It's done both ways.
Oh, I see. Okay, never mind.
Well, I'll sit down with Diana and you two in the next day or so and run through the numbers.
You
guys
to figure out whatever makes sense.
Yep.
So, did we have a motion?
Let's do her.
You don't want a motion tonight for her?
Well,
no, I think they're gonna. I think it makes sense for them to kind of crunch the numbers. But that doesn't mean that she's not gonna. Don't do that face, because he's gonna figure it out, and then we can make a motion for him to have it.
I know, but then it's a month later for her.
No, because we can make a motion for him to figure it out the next week or so, and then they can...
The next day or so.
That's a big thing that, in my role being as new as it is, with pay increases and changes, I'm not comfortable that it's not a firm motion here tonight.
Well, then maybe we have it passed around after he makes a decision.
If she wants to go out... I'll give her 15% if she wants to go hourly. If she wants to stay in the salary, We'll go 17.
So could you make that motion and say that, and then we'll crunch the numbers, yeah, and then decide, and then we'll, does that work?
Perfect.
Right.
Okay, yeah, make sure. You made that motion?
I just made that.
Okay, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Next time, give me the numbers.
That, all the liquor, I think.
The order report, open meeting law, January 17th, 11 to noon.
I sent that to you in an email, which is virtual. Do you want to attend? Just register.
What day is that of the week that that's all on?
Wednesday. Wednesday just says. Oh, I have an old calendar. I thought it was Tuesday.
It's going to snow that day. Elected Leaders Institute, February 9th, 10th, or February 23rd and 24th. Where is that going to be held at?
This, I believe, I emailed you to. The foundational program is in Plymouth. That's for any council members that are newly elected under 2 years. And then the other one is a more advanced in Plymouth and Alexandria. Plymouth is the 9th, 10th, and Alexandria is the 23rd, 24th. So that's for our more advanced. If you're interested, let us know. We'll get you registered. There is a cost of $350.
Plus, we're going to cover night stay and mileage.
Yeah, so if anybody's interested, maybe I could just get a motion that any council members interested could go, and the city would cover the cost and mileage, all expenses, yeah.
Okay. I make a motion that anybody wants to attend any of these meetings will cover expenses.
I'll second.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
The election judges need to pass a motion that we're looking at raising their wages to them.
That's up to you. It seems the pattern's been every two elections.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
So it's from 22 to 24. Everybody's made a considerable jump in.
Yes, it's what I checked the budget. We're okay in the budget for